There must be a lot of opportunities in the mining sector to help with the unemployment of our youth. I refer in particular to our One District, One Factory program as an avenue through which we can enter the value chain edition of the mining industry. A large amount of spending by mining companies leaks from the domestic economy through the importation of several tools and equipment which Ghana has the capacity to produce. It is time to reverse this trend. Ghanaian entrepreneurs must be encouraged to work with the Ministry of Trade and Industry and the Chamber to identify opportunities in the value chain where indigenous companies can manufacture these products locally. I know that mining inputs such as caustic soda, activated carbon, and grinding media can be produced locally if businesses produce at competitive prices in the needed quantities and the right quality. The readily available raw materials for some of the input means that there is great potential for interested observers. This is your sector. I should not be enumerating the details for you. It is enough to say that it is time to produce locally many of the inputs that you currently import. The mining sector ought to be a captive market for the 1D1F initiative. Ladies and gentlemen, Ghana has been touted as one of the countries with the fastest growth potential in the coming years. This growth, according to a study by the African Center for Economic Transformation, ACET, is based largely on the strong performance of the extractive sector. The mining extractive sector, however, is now no longer a large employer of labor due to improvement in the deployment of technology and innovation. We must necessarily, therefore, stimulate job creation in an integrated manner through the value chain of the extractive sector. The extractive sector, particularly mining, can help rapidly to grow our manufacturing sector. Government is empowering the private sector to create jobs and wealth by working closely with industry and academia to equip young professionals with the skills required to operate competitively in the sector. We are determined to establish a new paradigm of an integrated mining industry to propel local manufacturing. The value chain of mining has huge potential for job creation, and we intend to tap into it to develop our economy. We cannot and should not continue to be merely exporters of raw materials to other countries. And I'm calling on all players in the sector to work with us to deepen the integration of the mining sector with the non-mineral sectors of the economy. Ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning of my remarks, I made reference to the state of mining communities in our country. Why is Obuasi not the most beautiful city in Ghana or the world if it hosts the richest gold mine? Why do Takwa and Prestea not look like the golden towns they are? And why does Akwatia's appearance not reflect anything about the diamonds that have been taken from its soils all these years? The distressed state of mining communities in which mining companies operate is nothing short of a disgrace, and we must work to change the situation. Even though mining companies have over the years complemented the work of government in these communities, I'm certain that a lot more can be done to transform the communities if government and the mining companies collaborate in an intelligent and sustainable manner. The Minerals Development Fund Act 2016, Act 912, was enacted to address some of these problems. My government is working to ensure that the Act is fully operational to provide financial resources to transform mining communities. We are aware that the delay in rolling out structures for operationalizing the MDF Act is affecting development in mining communities, and indeed, in the way in which mining is viewed in some sections of the community at large. Let me assure you that the MDF Act will be functional very soon to serve as the vehicle for development in the host communities. The Board of Trustees of the Mineral Development Fund will also be inaugurated shortly to enable it to play its expected governance role under the Minerals Development Fund Act. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking forward to the implementation of the National SA Program. This should remove all doubts and set everybody's mind at ease regarding the volume and value of gold legitimately exported by the sector, particularly by gold-producing members of the chamber. This is an exercise which is long overdue and has mutually beneficial outcomes for all stakeholders. That is why I commend the chamber and the mining companies for the decision to work with the Precious Minerals Marketing Company, which has been appointed as the national assayer to assay all bullion being exported out of the country for both small-scale and large-scale mining companies. Even though the PMMC does not have presently the requisite technology to be fully operational, they now have a strong incentive to build their capacity and transform their operations, and I'm confident that they will do so expeditiously. Ladies and gentlemen, it is well known that power is critical to industry in general, and especially so for an energy-intensive sector such as the mining sector. The triple elements of the requirements of an adequate, reliable, and cost-effective power supply are fundamental to success across all sectors of industry. We need reliable and cost-competitive power supply to be able to translate into reality our desire for harnessing linkage opportunities and value addition to our gold, bauxite, iron ore, and other minerals. We must salute the PURC for implementing a 10% reduction in power tariffs a few months ago for the mining companies, as had been requested by government, and urge them to work to find scope for further reduction to help stimulate industry. It is our desire to review continually the energy mix and cost of power generation for competitive, cost-effective power tariffs. A concentration on cost-competitive generation and transmission of power should allow us to trade excess power under the West African power pool within the ECOWAS region. Ladies and gentlemen, mining invariably involves interference with the landscape. And unless great care is taken, it usually means serious degradation of the lands and water bodies. We have had to take the very tough decision to place a ban on all small-scale mining because of the alarming destruction of our environment. The ban is meant to be a temporary measure until we're able to streamline and regulate the small-scale mining sector. The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, led by its dynamic minister, John Peter Amewu, has worked on the Multi-Sectoral Mining Integrated Project, MMIP, to provide the needed framework to streamline small-scale mining and provide avenues for alternative employment for the Gallon Sayers. I'm aware that the Chamber made inputs to the production of the MMIP, which were very welcome. It must be said that the degradation of the environment in mining is not done only by illegal or small-scale miners. Large-scale mining companies have also been known to flout the rules and degrade and sometimes pollute our water bodies. It is therefore essential that we quickly strengthen the regulatory institutions so that they can vigorously enforce environmental, health, and safety laws to protect our people, our ecology, and our future. As you will recall, I made a pledge of an annual contribution of 5 million Ghana cedis towards the construction of the new campus in Wasafiase of the George Grant University of Mines and Technology, UMAT, during the investiture of the second president of the Fourth Republic, that outstanding Ghanaian statesman, His Excellency John Ajikun Kufuor, as its chancellor. Being the primary tertiary institution that trains technical human resources for the mining industry, it is expected, as happens in other jurisdictions, that the mining sector will be at the forefront of supporting the university. I appeal to the members of the chamber to commit to supporting this all-important university through their corporate social investment initiatives. Let me, in conclusion, commend again the leadership of the Chamber and the organizers of the West Africa Mining and Power Conference and Exhibition for putting together such a worthwhile event. As President of the Republic,